from the studios of 98.9 FM at West End in Brisbane and broadcasting around Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service. It's the Dunn and Daly Breakfast Show with Jamie Dunn and Clay Cassidaly.
Whether you're a lover or whether you're a mother, type of Friday Live on 98.9.
Alrighty, it is Friday Live, and this guy came in at the last minute. We pulled him off the bench. He's a bench warmer. It's the wonderfully unassuming and wonderful old bloke. How old are you, Keith?
As old as you.
You're 69.
Not yet. Next month.
Wow, I look a lot younger. I think it's the moisturiser I'm using.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so. I could be wrong.
I think you might have to change your brand.
Now, we've had Keith before out at Shady Characters. We did you. It was just great sitting by the fire there, yeah. Kicking out that Hey Ho song, which we're going to play off your CD next. But so the Keith Dunn story is, how long were you a dairy farmer?
40-something years.
40-something years.
Probably longer than that, yeah.
And have you played guitar and sung all that time?
Yep, all that time. Go out singing at night time and weekends and come home and milk cows next morning. All that sort of stuff.
But now you sleep in. We tried to get you the other day and, you know.
It'd probably wake you up.
Actually, I think you said yesterday it went number wrong, so that might be why I didn't get you in my phone.
That's why.
The number you were given? Yeah.
Yeah, Kev the Boilermaker.
Yeah.
He's hit his head. That's his problem.
So the other morning we called Heath.
We called Heath, not Keith.
Keith.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so the chalice from the palace has the brew that is true. It's the pestle with the vessel has the poison. Anyway, that's an old Danny Kaye movie. or could it be? What's the one with the dragon? The flagon with the dragon has the brew that is true. Now, 40-something years doing that, and let me see, your last show. When was your last show?
Last show.
Come on, tell me the old people's home last week. Come on.
Yeah, on Tuesday. Wongaburra, Inverdesert.
Yeah?
Oh, they love it there, yeah.
Yeah, what did you do? I did an old people's home at Chermside, and I just loved it. You know, I just had to stand up and talk, and they were asking questions, and they weren't starved of entertainment, more company, I think, you know.
I think that's what it is, but they just love it, you know, when people go in there to entertain them, they look forward to it and, yeah, it gives them.
My question is, mate, how did you get out?
I've got a spot booked in there, don't worry.
Now, some lady sent me an email. Is it Kate or Catherine?
Kate.
Mm. Yeah. Well, sent us an email sort of saying, this is what you're doing, da-da-da-da-da. And I went and had a look, and your video is you sitting on a stool in your backyard.
It's pretty raw,
singing this song you just wrote.
Yep.
And I know you just wrote it because you got the words in front of you.
Yep.
You know, you got them taped to the desk. and it's about the drought, eh?
Yep. Yeah, I've had the tune in my mind for a little while. Didn't know what words I was going to put to it, and just sat down the other day and I thought, yeah. The words just started coming and I thought, oh, yeah, that's the way to go. I'll do a song about the drought. And and it's just actually since it's gone on Facebook, I had looked there before, it's done 10,500 views on it. So it's
so what do they punch in to view it on Facebook?
Keith and Kate's Hay Supplies they've been looking at.
Keith and Kate's Hay Supplies.
Yep, it's been on there. Plus,
is that truly the name of your album?
No. Plus my own Facebook site. I mean, it stacks on there.
Yeah. So this hasn't really been recorded yet.
No.
Oh, Paul from down the hall. This is Keith.
How you going, Keith?
Hey, Paul.
It's just him and a guitar. We could knock that over.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Straight after.
Okay, that'll be great.
Straight after, there you go.
Yep.
He has to say that because I put him on the spot. But we don't mind. Now, I guess we should do it, though. 40 years of dairying.
And I know what it's like to be in dry times. I mean, these guys that this song's sort of written about are probably doing it a lot worse than I ever did because, you know, we had irrigation, all that sort of stuff, but you know sort of what it's like. But, you know, just hearing about what's going on out there, you know, they haven't had any decent rain for 6 years, some of them, and it's just awful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when I went to your site and had a look at this, thanks to Kate's prodding, I thought, mate, you know, it was just raw, and I came back. We were talking about it, hey, Clay, and I said, you know, if Neil Young had recorded this, you know, people will be standing up and holding their lighters. And yeah, yeah, sure. But it's Keith Dunn from Bow Desert. And to view it, go to, what is it? I like the Hay Supply one.
Well, Keith and Kate's Hay Supplies, or you can just look up my Facebook site, just Keith Dunn.
Keith and Kate's Hay Supplies, all right? So that's how you view this one. And it was just a catchy tune that I loved. It was just so raw. Mm. And you sitting on the stool in your backyard, and who filmed it?
Kate.
Oh, yeah.
On her iPhone.
From Keith and Kate's Hay Supplies.
That's the one. You see the little wallaby sitting beside me?
No.
It's just...
I didn't see that.
Wasn't a real one, but he was sitting there.
Oh, okay. Jeez. Well, you're the same size as a wallaby. That's look it. At you. with that grey jacket on, I couldn't tell. All right, here we go. And what's the name of the thing?
It's called The Big Dry.
All right, here it is. Live in the studio. Oh, hang on, I've got to get this. You'll hear some noise. I've got to get my microphone across.
Okay. You want a glass of water before you start?
Actually, I'll have a sip.
Have a sip of water because I can hear you choking. And we're all counting on you, and we don't want you to choke because everyone wants to hear how you sound. So don't let us down, Keith.
Right, I'll
otherwise, it's straight to the old people.
No,
no,
yeah.
You all right?
Much pain, my oh my, when will it rain? This drought is causing so much
Loved it. Loved it.
Excuse that sound. There we go. Keith, mate. Is it that you're getting older, you're writing better songs?
I think so, yeah. I don't know what it is, but yeah.
Well, the last couple we've had from you have been, you know, you're kind of unique.
Mm.
You know, go on.
Yeah, Nick. That's it. You know, being a country type bloke, I grew up in the country, and a lot of the songs that I write are about country stuff and water and drought and whatever.
So, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just whatever comes along. But sometimes you sit there and you're thinking, oh, yeah, I might write a song, but nothing comes to mind. But when you do get an idea, you know, the words and they just flow. And,
you know. Where do most of your songs come from? Is it around a fire? Is it, you know, in the shed?
Not really. I did a few. We go up to Clairview up near Serena every year for a few weeks and got nothing to do up there, so I sit around, get down the beach, and nice and quiet.
Oh, your missus would be cheese. You know, like you go away and you just walk away from her and start writing songs.
That's it. But I didn't this time. We're up there just only a few weeks ago.
Well, yeah. Who's a good boy? You are. Who's a good boy?
I really never got the inclination this time. I don't know why, but yeah, just
enjoying life.
Enjoying life. Yeah.
Well, pardon me, coughing all over you. We're going to play the second one off your CD. What is it? Something Hay Supplies. Keith and Kath Hay Supplies CD.
CD's called Dreaming, actually.
We're going out west. Off Queensland. Yeah.
Off to Western Queensland, it's called.
Yeah. Off to Western Queensland. Well, this is Keith Dunn, cracker of a bloke. How many cows did you milk a day?
We used to milk about 200. Yeah.
200?
200 cows a day, yeah. Twice a day.
Twice a day. 400 milkings.
Yeah, it's just... You know, I used to do it most of it by myself years ago. Bit Jeez. Of help with one of my brothers.
Yeah.
I had three brothers. One died 3 years ago. They're all intellectually impaired.
Oh, sorry to hear that,
mate. Kate is their carer.
Oh, wow.
And she helps out on the farm when I'm not there. She used to be one of my milking girls when I was dairying.
Yeah.
And now she's taken on the role of looking after my brothers. She's their carer.
Is that where you met her? Milking cows?
Yeah.
Serious?
Actually, her daughter... milk for me. Yeah, I got to know her through a school.
Okay, so the daughter. Yeah.
And introduced me to her mother.
And you went, hello.
Yeah, hello. So
How'd you like to start a hay supply company?
Yeah, she was one of my little milking girls.
Oh, good on you, mate. Well, thanks for coming in. Let's Clay and I love this one. That one that you just played, seriously, I could hear Neil Young doing it, couldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be so funny.
It would be funny. Yeah. Should send it to him.
Yeah. Okay, this is called, what's it called?
Out of Western Queensland, isn't it?
Off Keith Dunn.
Off to Western Queensland,
yeah. Keith Dunn, get ready for your part. Hey ho.
We're following that white line with the caravan in tow. Heading to the outback to where I don't know. Further west we travel, the better it becomes. When we meet that red dirt, the fun has just begun. We go on to the station just to say hello. Somewhere in the Mulga where that music starts to flow. Heading off to Toompine where the abbeys are so full. When you're in this western country, your time is never done. Hey ho, hey ho, come on everyone. We're off to Western Queensland where we are nearly done. Hey ho, come on everyone. We're off to Western Queensland when the time has just begun. From Roma to Charleville, then west to Cooper's Creek, then further west to Baduri, we are friends, you and me. Heading south to Birdsville, then out to Sea Big Red. You marvel at the stars above until it's time for bed. Hey ho, hey ho, come on everyone. We're off to Western Queensland where we are nearly done. Hey ho, hey ho, come on everyone. We're off to Western Queensland where it's time to have some fun. From Eulo to Thargo, then the Kundra further on. Ain't nothing to compare with this and the place where we come from. We cross the Diamantina, then over the Baku, the Wichtel in the Emus, and then the Kangaroos. Hey ho, hey ho, come on everyone. We're off to Western Queensland where we are nearly done. Hey ho, hey ho, come on everyone. We're off to Western Queensland where the fun has just begun. So now we're heading home again. We see those city lights. We long for the outback where that is so bright. We stay at home for a little while, not long I hope, and then we can't wait for that big day when we're heading west again. Here we go! Hey ho, hey ho! Come on everyone, we're off to Western Queensland where we are nearly done. Hey ho, hey ho! Come on everyone, we're off to Western Queensland when the fun has just begun. One more! Hey ho, hey ho! Come on everyone, we're off to Western Queensland where we are nearly done. The party just begun. We're off to Western Queensland and the fun has just begun. We're off to Western Queensland and the fun has just begun.
This has been a Dan and Daly production. 5 to 9 weekday mornings. Thanks for listening.